Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight we're going to have callers call in. So if you wish to talk with us tonight about Creation Lightship healings, maybe how they work, what is the Creation Lightship, and our newest thing are the that we've been doing healings with are the extraterrestrial alien life forms that are inside of your body. So we're doing a special call again this coming Sunday. So if you're interested in having these things released from you, then you know, you may want to get on this call. It's an 8-hour conference call. So the phone number to call in on is also on the website here. But it's if you want to jot it down without moving around looking for it, it's 888-815-9756. So 888-815-9756. So yeah, just give us a jingle, and we can talk about Ascension. We can talk about the Galactic Federation. We can talk about the life of Jesus. Just many different topics here. The whole thing is based on having you get more connected to your divinity, which is your spirit inside of you. So normally all the questions that we get are based upon that, as far as the answers anyway. The light beings will give you the explanation of what you may need to know, and also other people listening. So we're hoping to have a lot of callers tonight. And if you can, just make it kind of brief and get right to the point so we can maybe have, I'd like to have 10 callers tonight if we could. So here we go. We're going to do some entity clearing, and we'll have our co-host come on as I'm doing this here, Sylvia. She's in California. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yep, I'm floating out here in cyberspace.
Okay, so I'm doing some entity work right now with everybody. So they may feel energies leave them. And if you want to talk about the last Sunday call that we had, where we released some of these extraterrestrial life forms that are inside of us, you can. And I'll start off with this clearing for people here.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'd love to.
Or into their bodies.
Great. So, so if you're new to this program, sometimes, you know, what we talk about can seem a little bit far out there, but just open your heart and take in the information, and your spirit will resonate with it, and basically just kind of stay with us, and it might start making more sense to you as we go on. So one of the things that Ron does in his work with the Creation Lightship is to help release any energy that people have in their bodies that's holding them back from being able to be fully present with their own divine spirit energy in their bodies in the present moment. And there are all different kinds of things that we talk about on this show that get in the way of your spirit energy. One of those is the density of the emotional baggage, trauma, judgment, energy, and all these types of things that get in the way of you being present. And another one is the type of entities that Ron is releasing right now, and those are basically like the emotional bodies of people that have passed on. You might think of them sometimes as ghosts or that type of energy that's kind of trapped here on the earth plane that's floating around and kind of goes from body to body, kind of using people's emotional energy to live on. And so that's one type of thing that can kind of get in your body and take up space that should be available to your own divine spirit. And another one that's been found in the most, more recently in the last couple years is the kind of ET parasitic type of life forms that from my understanding, it's like, you know, soulless kind of parasite type of life form, similar to what we know of as parasites here on the third dimensional level, where you have things maybe like, you know, different kinds of tapeworms and roundworms and different kinds of things like that that can get in your body and actually start living on your body's energy and draining energy from you and causing all types of health problems. Well, those same types of things exist on an energetic level. In other words, to most people, they're not visible at all. And they come actually from off-planet areas that have brought them to us here and we've become like a host energy for these parasites. So what they do is that they actually, they kind of steal your energy, rob your energy, and start to break down your body's energetic systems and make you have all kinds of problems. Like, for example, they can cause, deformities or fibromyalgia or some types of illnesses and just make you feel really awful because they're taking up space and preventing your own divinity from being present. So it's really, really important to have that cleared out, and that's what these special clearings have been about over the last couple of weekends, and that's also what's coming up this coming Sunday. It's an all-day, 8-hour healing event. You don't have to travel to be with Ron where he is for the healing because it's done on a conference call basis, so you just have to have a telephone and a place to listen to the call and participate in it. It's usually done from the comfort of one's home with a phone, with a speakerphone, so you can just sit back, relax, you know, go about your day and have this healing take place. So for the last couple of weekends, like I said, we've had one 8-hour weekend, and then before that we had an 18-hour weekend. And the healings that people have reported, the results that they've had as a result of these have been just really tremendous. Things like people having, their heart trouble disappear, or stomach problems, or being able to see better, or just to feel like they are able to come in and be present where they couldn't before, and just all kinds of wonderful things. So I guess right now I'll just turn it back over to you, Ron, and then we can talk more about it. And hopefully some people will call in. If you missed the announcement, we're actually taking live callers today. And the phone number to call in on is toll-free. It's 888-815-9756. So we'd love to hear from you. Again, that's 888-815-9756. So, and if you've participated in any of these recent clearings and like to mention something about it, we'd love to have you on the air also. So I'll just turn it back over to you for now, Ron.
Okay. We have a question on the fast chat. And I think what it probably stands for, reading between the lines here, is like, I've been here for thousands and thousands of years, and why am I stuck here in darkness? How in the hell do I get out of here? So if that resonates to you, then I'll give you some information on that. Remember, the dark side wants to keep you here, number one. They created forced reincarnation, number two. So your spirit is kind of baffled. It doesn't know what to do. It goes into parallel lifetimes. This is how the dark side got you last time, is that it took you off into parallel lifetimes. And maybe it did this for, the last 50 to 100,000 years. Every 2,000 years, a light shift comes to clean out the darkness, and you somehow got the wrong ticket. You got the bus going to hell, but it said heaven. And they took you out of here, and from there you came back in again. So I'll just, we'll get the caller in a second here. So the most important thing to have is your barcode off of your spirit. Remember, you're stamped, just like they did in Nazi Germany, on the poor Jewish people, maybe other people who had these stamps put on their bodies. So your spirit has a barcode that I can release from it. You also have a body abduction barcode. This is how the ETs can track you and take you up to their ET little ships and do whatever they choose to you under their pretense of helping you out, okay? And then you also have the barcode of the mind, which is how they control you to interface you with the darkness. So those are the main three clearings that I can do to help people to get out of here. Otherwise, you may just go sideways again, and it's even worse this time. So I heard a beep there. Do we have a caller online?
Hi, Ron. It's Joni from Malibu.
Joni from Malibu. Hi, Joni.
Hi. I am getting some healings, definitely from, I did the 8-hour Sunday. But two quick questions. Being a nurse, should I go back to work? If I wear gloves, and I touch sick people, will that prevent me from getting contaminated again?
Okay, very good question. So what people have found by having these clearings, as Joni was probably talking about, is that all of a sudden, once you're cleared out, you realize that when people do physical contact with you, touch you, brush you, shake hands, hug, that all of a sudden the people who have been cleared out actually feel an energy come into their body from this person. And some people who've commented on it said it's very, very painful because all of a sudden these life forms that we have taken out are now coming back into you. And so the question I believe Joni's asking is, what do I do next? You know, it's very hard not to touch people, especially being a nurse. Well, what I would suggest doing, naturally, to protect yourself, you want to be all the way in your body. So that's hard for people to do naturally. When you're a baby, you know, that's the case. But what I would do is a life force energy affirmation. And all you do is say, I now increase my life force energy. We've done that on plenty of these shows here. And you want to put your hands together and kind of feel it, and it builds as you say it each time. And probably say it out loud maybe 20 times. So that will invoke more of your spirit to you and also allow energy around you to, in a sense, I don't want to use the word protection because that gets to be, people think that they can be protected here, and you really can't be because these ETs do not obey spiritual law. But once you have more of you in you, then you do have a better chance of not having these things come back into your body. So that's what I would say to do, is keep yourself charged up enough. Don't touch anybody when you're tired because they may start to come back into you. Plus, after having the healings, by being on these conference calls, you do have more spirit energy with you. And so those, your spirit is not going to allow them to come back into you because it's already, they got rooted out and it's taken up their spaces. So I hope that answered your question. Anything else, Jody?
Okay, so gloves really wouldn't work.
No, a glove would not work, no, because they're going to go right through the glove.
Thank you. That does make a lot of sense. All right, if the ascension happens, what if we pass on before the ascension? Do we, all the work we've done, it will stay with us and we'll be able to...
That's a good question. So what you're asking, if like you only had one or two healings, or you had maybe a dozen or whatever, are you going to be able to leave here? Is that what you're asking?
No. If you pass away before the ascension occurs.
Yes, before it occurs, yes. Okay, right. You are working with the light ship, and the light ship will help to accommodate you, yes. Can you leave here completely? I can't say that's 100%. Because it depends if you're attached to any darkness energies that are controlling your spirit upon ascension. So the barcode clearing is a very good one to have. So what I think you're asking is, some people say, well, I don't really care about my body too much, but I do want to get the hell out of here. And, you know, I don't have the time or even the interest to heal my body, but I do want to have my spirit get out and to be able to be released off the earth plane. So, yeah, I would say get the spirit barcode off of you, number one, and the mind barcode, because you don't want to go sideways, especially this time. Remember, this is going to sound kind of scary to a lot of you, but it's what's going to happen. So everybody sit down, relax, take a deep breath. So all these other times of ascension that the earth spirit was here that made your body, it stayed here after each 2,000-year cycle. And so when you went sideways by the dark side taking you out of here, which is why you have reincarnation here, okay, because you were taken to a dark side universe, not knowing it, but you came back when the universe was turned back on again, the universe of light. And so you came back to the planet because the Earth Spirit was here. Well, the Earth Spirit is no longer going to be here. And so the dark side will take you back to this planet and it won't exist any longer. So you may just be stuck in the dark side universes. This is why ascension now is so crucial, and this is why you have to do the work. Otherwise, you're probably going to get stuck somewhere, but not here, because you're going to have to be able to hold your spiritual integrity with your spirit. Now, if your spirit leaves here and it knows enough not to get stuck into the darkness and has those codes taken off of it, then it can choose to go wherever it needs to or wants to. And it won't come back here because the earth is no longer going to be here. This is the ascension process. The earth spirit has been here for a long time. It's been here, done that, got the t-shirt, got the award, and everything else. And it says, I'm getting the hell out of here. And I'm no longer going to be in 3D or 4D or 5D like people talk about. It's out of here. So it's not going to energize its blueprint. So your body resonates to this energy elements and the spirit of the earth, which we'll call the earth spirit. So it's allowing your body to be able to become rematerialized because its frequency of the earth spirit is allowing it to re-energize your body again. So if you wish to take your body with you, this is the gift that your body has. Remember, it's as tired as your spirit is, probably even worse so. It's actually going through all these problems that your spirit is going through, I mean your own spirit's going through. And so if you wish to get out of here, you want to have your spirit barcode taken off of your spirit, and you want to get the mind control barcode so that the dark side cannot have you go sideways by some spiritual teachings. Remember, that they have a barcode and information about ascension. So when ascension time comes, why do you think there's so many practitioners out talking about ascension? You know, the last, 15, 20 years, there's thousands of these people talking about ascension and doing healings. Why are they out now? Why weren't they here, 100, 200 years ago? It's because the dark side wasn't moving with the people, checking out the energies, because the people really were not interested in ascension. Now ascension time is coming. This is why there's so many practitioners. This is why the dark side has most of these people, I'd say probably 99.9% of them, working with mind energy, okay? So the practitioners that work with mind energy in time are working with darkness. And this is why there's so many people out there working in time and darkness energies of the mind. That's so that you follow those teachings, follow those groups of people like sheeple, and this will take you right up into hell. So this is why you want to get aligned with your own spirit. So if you're a newcomer listening to the program, what you need to know when you turn this program off is that you must connect to your spirit inside of yourself. The teachings of Jesus, very, very simple. Anything outside of yourself is not of the divine energy, and the divine energy does not put up billboards, does not do transmissions, it does not bring in archangels and everything else to you to learn by. You have to connect with those in your heart center. They never come in through the mind. So this is the whole process. So you have mind versus your heart, or you have the darkness versus your heart, your spirit, and that's the difference. So does that help you, Joni? Or bring up any other questions since you're on?
Yes. Thank you so much, and many blessings, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, great.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. So that's the good and the bad things about what's happening here. To me, it's all good because now you know and you're self-empowered. Everybody listening can be self-empowered. So if you don't want to be stuck here, you won't even be stuck here because the earth is no longer going to exist. Every other time, the earth spirit came back and re-energized the blueprint of the earth. So it all of a sudden appeared. And the darkness brought you back from parallel lifetimes back to the earth. And you just kind of like woke up like one day to the next. And all your friends are here. The same thing happened. You know, whatever you did the day before, happened the day after, and it was just like a linear progression because this is what happened. I hear something in the background there. Some other caller come on, or is that you, Sylvia?
Oh, I didn't hear a beep, so maybe it was my phone.
Okay, go ahead, and I'll put you on.
Okay, well, great. So, yeah, if anybody else would like to call in, please go ahead. The number is 888-815-9756. And in the meantime, while we're waiting for another caller, Ron, could we energize the light being for everyone?
Sure. So
great.
Bring up the light being on your monitor screen. If you're new to the program, you want to click on Creation Light Shift Healing. Remember, you can be on this site and just go to listen without coming on to our particular page on the BBS website. So you want to scroll down, and you can select the first day that we're on our shows, which is Monday at 4. You don't have to scroll down to Wednesday. And just click on Monday at 4, Creation Light Shift Healings, and then scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar beneath the blinking flower. And we do have a new list of services up if you wish to see that also. You can click on those to expand it out. Also go to the website, but they're here on the BBS site. And here comes the energy from the light beam. And we're going to bring in the males this time because they're very strong right now. And they mean business. So here they come. So they're starting to energize the picture. Kind of watch it. You might want to blink your eye. You may feel all of a sudden a tremendous energy in your heart as you get connected to the light beams. They're coming in from the light ship. Only one light ship, creation light ship, which is what created you and the universe of light, is coming down through the light beam now. This is the spirit energy, and it's coming in, connecting, and you should actually see the picture change a little bit. For most people, it becomes more three-dimensional. You may see the colors become more vibrant, more vivid, and maybe even electrified. So here we go. And so this show is about facts, and it's right to the point. I listen to other programs, other people talking about ascension, and man, it's very sad, all these dark side teachings that people have, you know, thinking they can smile and have the ascension happen. And they've been here too for, you know, hundreds if not thousands of past lives, you know, and they just think that it's another time because, you know, the planets are aligning and something's going to happen. You know, it's for me very, very sad. But anyway, if you're listening, at least you have information now. This is what you must do to get the hell out of here. Otherwise, you're going to come back to the earth. It's not going to be here. And then the dark side is going to play hell with your spirit someplace because you haven't got the right bus ticket. The light ship's going to come at time of ascension and look on the earth blueprint, okay, of the planet here. And you should be attached to that. Now, if you got taken off planet, then you're not going to be here, and they cannot find you. This is what's happened to a lot of people in the past. So this is the whole thing. Remember, you're here, and if you're not here, how's the light ship going to ever find you unless you're on the planet here with the blueprint? Heard a beep there? Someone else come online?
Yes, Ron, it's Annika.
Hi, Annika. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Annika.
Coming through loud and clear.
Hi, Sylvia. Yeah, you know, feeling that light being even today, everything feels stronger since I've had the clearings, the latest clearings that you've done. Everything is much more powerful for me.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that means that you're connecting more, the divine energy is connecting more with you.
Yeah, it's like clearing all that out. I can really feel how my spirit is much more powerful in me. And I wanted to add that I've been successfully charging objects, and I've been feeling like the ET parasites that other people have around me have not been able to get a hold because of these charged objects that I'm wearing.
Well, that's great. That'd be good for Joni then.
Yeah, and I
can
really
give a couple examples of that, Annika, for people that don't know about what that is.
In fact, what's the cost was to charge them for everybody, and maybe which ones you charged and how long they're working for you.
Yeah, I charge my jewelry, and I have four rings, and I charge each one for different things, and I've kept the same charge for each one of them, and I've gone back in and upgraded them as often as I can. You know, sometimes I do, I've done the unlimited, which is on 7 days, for 7 days. So you can go online and pay that. That's only $10, I think. And I pretty much during that week charge everything around me, including, you know, some clothing that I'm wearing that particular day. And I've also charged my room sometimes. I've charged my pillow for a good night's sleep. And I've even charged my car, my computer, my telephone.
Great.
That's good.
I know. It's a bit much maybe, but I do feel that it's much more powerful, than maybe it's given credit for. And it's
I don't
really
normally talk about it too much, so that's great.
Yeah, it really does help. It really helps because there has been times when people have thrown themselves at me, so I haven't really had too much of a chance to say stop. It's sort of been almost without my knowing, you know. But it's gotten better. I've gotten better. I've gotten less of that. It happened mainly right away before I got used to being a little bit more distant in even my posture. Because I've always been more of the person that everybody feels that they can go up and, you know, hug.
Yeah.
So I've actually had to change a little bit and be a little bit more distant, and it's been working. So, you know, without putting people off totally.
That's great.
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention it, that it really does help to do the ET parasites, to do, I also always do hormonal balance, and that's been incredibly helpful. I just wrote on the Yahoo group about how it, what the work I've done with you, I think is the reason for why I didn't have to have a hysterectomy. And also after you taking off certain beings off my my uterus and that area in my body, I totally feel an incredible change in that area.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then and even now after the last clearings you did, I can feel it's even more powerful. The, you know, I don't feel anything anymore. So knock on wood, it's really working. So I keep doing my ring charge for hormonal balance too, because that's been a benefit of all this for me.
So you use the drop down box too to create your own healing then? Because I know
well,
we have a drop down box.
I think you have. You actually have hormonal balance in there.
Okay.
Yeah, in the drop down box. And then you can add your own below there if they're, you know, if you want to make it a little bit more for yourself.
Okay.
Healing specific areas. Yeah. It's really, really good. So I hope people will take advantage of that. And then you can go on, you know, you can do 1 week and then see how that works and then go back to it. I found that I do have to upgrade it. And of course, I do the clearing of entities of myself and my family every day, usually more than once. And I also do the, I now increase my life force energy a couple of times a day.
So it's just curious, how do you feel your life has changed? Maybe if you go back, say, a year ago or whatever time it would be, to now after having some of the clearings done, and also using the website for the chargings of water and the objects and pendants and things.
Well, it's like a new world altogether. It's a completely new awareness for me too. And you know, I was working with a lot of different dark side practitioners that I obviously didn't know were dark side practitioners, and I can see how it's so hard for anyone to really know without here. Even though as soon as I came to you, Ron, I knew this was the truth. I could tell right away. I mean, it took me time to get to that complete, which I think most people that have listened for a while, it takes a little bit of time, and there's still things that I have to work on, definitely, but it has changed my life completely.
Wonderful.
I have told the group before about how my daughter had major challenges, and it caused a whole, you know, I now don't need to consult anybody else. I don't need to go and do all kinds of other therapies. I don't need, I really don't need anything else. I don't have a need to go out and buy things anymore. I don't need to, I don't need that kind of fulfillment. I don't have to have what I used to feel that I wanted in my life. And now I'm feeling like I don't really need that many people around me either.
Yeah.
I used to kind of feel, almost a little bit depressed unless I was around people. So I don't have that either. So, yeah, it's a brand new thing.
Okay. Well,
and
thank you for calling, Annika.
It's fantastic, Annika, to know. Yeah, thank you. To know the real truth. That's what this has given me.
Very simple, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Annika.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I just like to mention that Annika started a Yahoo group for everyone with the Creation Lightship who wanted to talk to each other. And thank you again, Annika, so much for doing that. And I think you just go to Yahoo Groups and then type in Creation Lightship and it'll come up if you'd like to participate in that. I think all you have to do is just be a member of Yahoo Groups, which is free and easy to do. And while we're on that note, I'll also mention on Tuesday nights, another family of listeners that we have from Canada, Rob, Sylvia, and their family, their children, they sponsor a free call-in question and answer conference call every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific time. It's a U.S. phone number that you call, and it's a 1 hour approximately in length, although I think sometimes they go over because there's so many times people have more questions. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful call and a way to talk to other people that have experienced the healings and clearings. On that particular call, Ron is not there, but Sylvia and Rob and their family have had a lot of the clearings and can answer questions about it. And then, Ron, maybe you can mention the three weekly conference calls that you do for people that would like to experience more of the physical healing.
Yes, we do conference calls for $20, Mondays and Fridays. And then on Wednesdays, we do the water charging. That normally is $30, unless you get on a special program that we have. And you can get 7 containers of water charged up. So it's all geared to helping you out. I think we may have heard a beep a while back. Do we have a caller online? If not, we'll just continue on here.
Maybe that was Annika just hanging up or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so what would you like to get into next, Ron, while we're waiting for a caller?
Well, we have the extraterrestrial alien worms, et cetera. That's going to be this Sunday. If you're brand new to it, it's $175. It's an 8-hour conference call. And if you've been on the calls before, then it's only $100. I am going to be doing more calls when I'm back in New York. So you may want to get on these here. So I'll just give you the dates of these. These are all in April. So it's the first Sunday and the second Sunday, which is the 5th and the 12th. We'll be doing some more of the extraterrestrial alien parasites that live with you, that inhabit your body. These are also what you could call shapeshifters, okay? And so it'll be, the time frame will be California time. It'll be 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock for the 2 days. And you can contact me, email, or we'll probably have it on the website at some point here. So we're going to have two adjacent back-to-back Sundays for that. So these are off-planet alien. And then I had a lot of people saying, gee, Ron, I like to do a long entity clearing. I did the entity clearing with you for an hour, and I know I still have these things inside of me. And so this is for entities that are on-planet. This is what we release on each show here at the beginning of it. And we can have quite a few of these. So this will be another 8-hour conference call, and it's going to be on the 19th. So this is the Earth-based ghost entities, emotional bodies have passed on that are living with you or like to come into you, and they can give you addictions and physical problems, harm, pain in your body, etc. So the difference is all three of these events are going to be for things that shouldn't be with you that are taking the place of your spirit coming into your body. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And another way of putting it, you know, guess who's coming for dinner? You know, whether they're eating you or they're eating with you, one or the other. So the main thing is these calls are what you want to do. If you're the first timer at these here, it'll be $150. And then if you have been on the calls before, then it's $100. And we also have children for free. And naturally people say, what about my dog or my cat or my bird, because they probably got these things inside of them too. Well, those are also free. So it's a wonderful time to get rid of these things. The Lightship is here to do that, because remember, the Lightship is only here to get you into your body for ascension. And it's up to you to come forward. And, you know, that's the whole process. You know, how much do you love your body? How much do you love your spirit? And that's the process. So it'll be the 5th, the 12th, and the 19th of April. I'll be sending out emails, so if you're interested, go to the bottom of the screen here and put your email address in, and you have a confirmation coming to you, and then we'll be sending out emails if you want to get on our email list. We only send out about maybe probably 3, at the most 4 emails a month, and they're all related to the sessions that we have. And we also have the once a month Saturday 4-hour ascension call, and that one's $60. So all these are very affordable prices for you, and the money that I get helps to promote what I'm doing here. Like this radio show here costs me money. We love to have sponsors. So I'm actually paying money, in a sense, out of my pocket to help people for nothing, you know, and hopefully that I'll get the money back in the rears as people get their clearings done. And I'd love to have a sponsor, like, for a whole year. That'd be great. Or have somebody with really deep pockets to get out there and promote what I'm doing. Remember, if Jesus walked the earth, how would he be promoted today? You know, and what church would he go into? He wouldn't be able to go in any church because he's not would not be accepted there. So this is how the Lightship shows to come this time, is to do healings on people, because healings are accepted by everyone. But you have to get the word out to your friends. And remember, the mind control is so strong here of the dark side that it's sometimes hard to talk to your friends because they just don't get it. Their eyes get glossed over. And when that happens, you might even want to lose friends, or they'd want to lose you because they think that you're nuts. But aside from that, you're feeling better. And, you know, let them go on their way, because this is where they actually are going, because they're going into an energy of the mind, and you have to connect to your heart. This is the whole process, is to be connected to your heart center, to be with your spirit. This is what this program is about. It's the teachings of Jesus, very, very simplistic. And like I said, if Jesus walked the earth, there'd be no church that he would be probably allowed into, because he'd first say, why are you being prayed to God that you're praying to? Remember, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you are P-R-E-Y to those energies. These are all extraterrestrial gods. The light never promotes itself. You already have it with you, you know? It's like going to the forest and looking around for, you know, and say, where's the forest, you know, and you're in the middle of all the trees, you know? You're in the forest already. So it's with you. It's up to you to connect. And now we're at the time of ascension, and this is why the Lightship is here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. I was just clarifying on the fast chat. The number that you had typed in was for the Tuesday night conference calls, the question and answer call with Rob and Sylvia. And the number for calling in now, for anyone that would like to call, is 888-815-9756. So, would you like to do a healing sample?
Yeah, like we like to do is emotional clearings. Remember, this is an emotional planet, and people are in emotions all the time. And this is what you want to get out of your life, in a sense, of all this density. Now, you may say, why do I have emotions happening to me? It's because your body's stuffed full of them. And so your body brings up these issues for you so that you can get healed. And we just see a lot of times as a negative situation because you go on this emotional roller coaster ride. Well, that just means that your emotional body is oversensitized and you're doing this emotional roller coaster ride only because you don't know any different. And 1 hour clearing will get you out of it. So here we go. And it's up to you to have the clearing. I charge $5 times your age. Very nice sliding scale. If you're 20 years of age, then it's $100, like going on a nice date. And just think how you'd be changed in 1 hour. You have your whole life behind you. If you're over 60, those years are free. And, you know, why, you know, beat yourself up every day of your life when you can have a healing for $300 or less? I kind of scratch my head. People look at me and they say, you can clear me out in a year of all my stuff that I've had. I had, you know, divorces and bankruptcies and car accidents. Yep. But it's up to you to come forward. The Lightship is here. You know, it's only going to be here for a short time, and then we have the ascension. So it's up to you to clean yourself out to have a nice life until that time happens. So here we go, emotional clearing. And we'll go back 5 days. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And for those of you who live in your feelings, here we go. Same process. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. This is for people who are in deep stuff, deeper than the emotional, that the body wanted to heal this, so they go through all kinds of traumas. The person with, you know, the black cloud over their head. They wake up and crap happens to them all the time. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And for those of you who live in the mind a lot, we'll do a mental clearing. We'd like to deprogramming your home computer a little bit, defragmenting it, maybe like a system restore. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's see here. We'll take out some octopus energy out of all you listening out there. Remember, there could be hundreds of these in you. We'll get out a couple of them. So, here we go. You can take out one tentacle, out. Number two, out. Three, this is wrapped around your neck. So if you're gagging a little bit, don't worry about it. This is the way they are normally. So, this is what they do to you. Out. And number four, out. Number five, this one's wrapped around your second chakra area. Coming out. Probably your intestines. And here we go, out. Number six, this is around your heart. Anybody have heart conditions out there? Want to know why you have it? This is probably it. Maybe you have high blood pressure, don't know what's going on, or maybe you have heart trauma. Here we go, taking out this one here, number six tentacle. And number seven, coming out. And number eight, and that one's wrapped around the top of your head and going down the back. Going around your tailbone. So remember, these things are pretty long. These could be like 20 foot in length energetically, and they attach to you. Coming out. There we go, out. Now we got to get the body out of you. We got rid of the tentacles, so here it comes. This will come out of your throat. Might open your mouth up. And if you're gagging, that's okay too. People do that a lot when I do my expos and pull these out of people. Some people kind of turn green because all of a sudden they feel this thing leaving, wiggling around inside of them as I'm pulling them out. And this is what we do on the 8-hour call that we're doing this coming Sunday. And believe me, once these are out of you, you feel completely different. Your thoughts change, you feel happier, and you have more space in your body. Coming out, here comes the body coming out, out. Okay. So hopefully you had a nice experience on this here. Your spirit is much more happier because now it can be with you. Remember, it doesn't like darkness, so it will not come into the area where this thing was attached to you. This could be why you're not having healings. So this whole process that we do with people now is very, very beneficial. Doesn't require any kind of prerequisites because these don't need them. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay.
I heard a beep there.
Yeah, do we have someone on?
Yes, my name's Pat from Arizona.
Pat,
hi, Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Okay,
so,
how are
you? Are you at 88 degrees too today?
Pardon?
Are you at 88 degrees too? Upper 80s?
It's close to 80s. It's like 75 maybe.
Okay.
It's gotten real warm. Everything's flowering out here. It's pretty nice.
Great. So how can I help you tonight?
Well, I guess it's the first time I've listened to you, Ron, and I'm interested if I've gone through a lot of clearing myself, deep DNA clearing the past 4 or 5 months, and it's just an ongoing process for me. I wondered if there was something you could help me with.
Yeah, a whole bunch. DNA clearings that are done normally just do not basically work because you're not using light energy to clear these. Some people may say that they are. So I don't want to, you know, step on anybody's toes here. But DNA clearings will only work if you get the energy released out of you. Then you can change your DNA, you know, change the RNA. So the light chip clearings do this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, remember, the light ship created your body, and they have the blueprint of you. This is not to be confused with the dark side, the Akashic records, okay?
Yes, okay.
And so people tune into those and give readings on them, which is fine. Remember, readers read the dark side energies. So since you're new to the program, what I want you to remember is that the light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is darkness, and that's mind energy. So the way we're supposed to be, we're supposed to be listening to our spirit fully in our body, and your spirit could talk inside of your head at that point, okay, initially. But what happened was the dark side came in, and the mind energy came in, and all of a sudden your spirit got pushed into your heart, and it's like suffocating there for most people, and they don't really know how to connect to their heart center. And so the darkness is what you're dealing
with. Seems like
with.
I've been doing a lot of that lately.
And so the darkness is collective consciousness. The darkness is New Age metaphysics. That's mind energy. Remember, there's a DVD out here with The Secret on it. You probably have heard of that or, you know, whatever.
Yes, I have.
This is how you use your mind to control your reality.
And I'm not into that, actually. I don't feel resonant with that.
That's good. That means that you're a little more evolved. A lot of people get into it, especially the newcomers to spirituality, and they're really, really, really happy because they can do psychic attacks on people, and it works.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And that's what they're really doing, because they're using the mind. Mind is psychic attack energy.
Right.
And so once you start connecting the dots, and you hear a few of my programs, you're going to realize that, yeah, the light's only in the now. There's no future for the light, because you create your reality moment by moment.
Yeah.
The darkness gives you a dark side script. This is your natal chart. That's astrology, okay? So you have dark side planets controlling you. So like I say, we're on a prison planet here. So how do you say that we have free choice, free will here when you're controlled before you're born with a natal chart? Okay? So just remember, the light only works in the now, and everything is free choice for the light. But somehow we're caught in the darkness here by all of our forced reincarnation and past lives. So how can I help you? What I normally do with people when I first come on, since you're calling, I'd say get on the call for Sunday. Get some of these evil spirits out of you.
I work this Sunday. I work this weekend. I work in the hospital, Ron.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I do absentee people. I have a lot of people who get on absentee who do work. What I would say, since you work in a hospital, since you may have heard the person calling earlier who's also a nurse, you know, do your life force energy. So I'll do that exercise right now for you so you can kind of help yourself out. So what you want to do, and everybody listening can do the same thing, you want to put your hands maybe in front of your heart center like you're doing a prayer. And I don't want to use that term because then you're a prey, but here we go. Put your hands palms facing each other in front of your heart center and kind of move them back and forth so you can feel your energy of your body, your chi energy. Okay.
Yes, I feel it.
And it could be, you know, 6 inches to a foot, you know, or less. So, okay, now once you feel it, and let your body do this for everybody. And now what you want to do is move your hands apart, maybe an extra foot apart. And now it's the affirmation. Very, very simple. This will work for anybody, even for Christians. So here we go. The thing is, I now increase my life force energy. Let's say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. Okay, and now move your hands apart a little bit further and bring them in. And did they increase a little bit? Does the distance between them increase for you?
Distance? What do you mean? I'm sorry.
Yeah, are your hands further apart as you feel your energy?
Yeah, as I pull my hands apart, I can feel chi around my body.
Good. Okay. So you want to say it again. And let's do this 10 times, and each time, I'll just walk you through it a couple times, and you're going to find all this surge of energy coming into you. This is your spirit coming home. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands apart and sample where your energy field is. And say it again. I now increase my life force energy. Hands apart. And check it again. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 From the last time. I now increase my life force energy. So for most people, this will feel pretty good. If you do it 100 times, you're going to be buzzing.
Uh-huh. I'm buzzing.
Buzzing, yeah. And so do this maybe at work, you know, if you have to run to the restroom for, you know, to say it out loud. You know, you want to train your body. It takes about a week or so to do. Do it maybe four times a day. And even the people that you work with, when they, you know, you might even show them how to do it, but they don't get tired. And this, this wards off psychic attacks, and it gets more of your energy into your body because you have a nice energy field built around you.
And I need that, Ron, because in that hospital, there's so much negative energy swirling around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm there to either anchor an energy. That's what I do. I walk with that.
Uh-huh.
And there was an awful dark energy in there, and I wasn't sure where it was coming from, whether it was the gal with me. And all of a sudden, I turned and faced it, and it disappeared.
Yeah, and also being in the hospital, remember, you have all the entities, emotional bodies that people passed on living there.
Exactly.
And they're looking for patients that died or had the pain that they had. And so this is why people don't heal in a hospital. You ask anybody, they said the worst place you can ever go to is a hospital to get well. And that's
right, so I've been guided to send love energy from my heart.
That's good.
Toward this energy.
That's good.
That's my latest trick these days.
Yep, do that. Charge yourself up.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, it does. Just charge up good. You don't want to go...
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of that. Anything, any of this negative stuff flying in the air, whatever I think is coming out of my mind, that's what I'm doing. And it dissolves it.
Great. That's wonderful. You're getting there.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Got an A. Wonderful. So, you know, but just keep yourself charged up. Check your energy field. If your body width or less, you know that you're going to be depleted and you could be attached by these energies around you.
Yeah,
It's a major thing.
Yeah.
Always keep your field out and also bring your auric field right to your body. Your life force energy is different than your auric field. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And so keep your auric field right even with your body.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I'll do is I'll bring everybody's auric field right to their body right now. Are everybody ready? I'm going to count to 10 just to command the energy, and you're going to feel yourself much better. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So you should feel really self-contained, like you're kind of zipped up like in a wetsuit, we'll say. And this is how you should be feeling right now, like your energy is right with you. This is the way you want to live your life. You don't want to have it go out, you know, 2 foot around you or whatever. So that's very dangerous. Because people can walk into your energetic field of your body, and then your body will pick up these energies, and your body will have to heal them.
Yeah, it's just a major journey for me, and it's all new and creative every week.
Yep.
So I stay with my now, and that's when I'm the happiest, as you said. The now is the only thing we have.
Yep, that's it. That's the whole thing.
That's all there is. Yeah.
Yep, you're right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for your help.
Okay, you're welcome.
Oh, it's great.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. It looks like our time is going because we are in time on this show, but we're out of time listening to it and being on it, but the clock still moves. So back to you, Sylvia. We can.
Yeah, it sure does. Wow. So, yeah, thank you, everyone that called in. And so the next event that we have is this Friday, and that's another radio one-hour program, and that starts at 5 minutes before 7 Pacific time this Friday night. And the only difference is that it's on Station 2 on BBS instead of Station 1. So when you scroll up on the page above the light being, you'll see that there's two different places to click on for the sound, and one says Friday and the other says Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So make sure when you tune in on Friday you click the Friday button for your sound, and that you don't click the other one, and that way you'll get the right audio, and then just tune in with us. So that's coming up Friday, and then Saturday is Saturday Night Live on the radio. That's at 9 p.m. Pacific on Station 1. And then this Sunday is the next wonderful 8-hour healing session with the Light Ship. And like Ron said, if you can't make the whole thing or you have other plans that you need to do, you can still come on an absentee basis and have the healing. So don't miss out on that just because you have something else going on in your life on that day. So by all means, contact Ron and see what you need to do to get signed up for that. And I'll just say good night and blessings to everyone. We'll see you Friday, and back over to you, Ron.
Great. So be in New York at the New Life Expo at the in Manhattan, New Yorker Hotel, end of this month here. So hope to see all you New Yorkers and East Coasters there. I have 6 ARE workshops, so hope to see you there. We have 1 before the expo, and then we have 5 after it. So it'll be wonderful. We love New York. You wonderful people out there. Just very nice to be there. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And like I said, if you want to come on a conference call, we give a sample of what it's like on Saturday. It's Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. And it's a late night for us. So it's 9 o'clock PST, midnight back east. So we get a lot of people on, because they love to go to the Light Ship and love to have these physical healings. So blessings to all of you, and hope that you all come on the call this Sunday. Very, very beneficial. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And like I said, you know, guess who's coming for dinner? So see you later. Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.